From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Fun was in full display last month at the Farmtastic Fun Day in Morgan County, hosted by the Georgia Foundation for Agriculture, Georgia Farm Bureau, the Dairy Alliance, and the Georgia Public Library Service. Visitors toured the Georgia Ag Experience mobile classroom, which highlighted Georgia agriculture through hands-on STEM activities. There were also tire swings, story time, tractor-drawn wagon rides, and other activities to enjoy. And, of course, no visit to a creamery would be complete without ice cream. Mexico has long been U.S. dairy's largest export market. According to DairyHerd.com, cheese in particular is a staple of the Mexican diet, but the country's been unable to increase milk production to meet its growing demand. Daily Dairy Report analyst Monica Ganley says even with the immense challenges of the pandemic, Mexico is still a compelling opportunity for U.S. dairy exporters. She says the pandemic deeply affected the Mexican economy, which slowed U.S. dairy exports to Mexico temporarily. The USDA announced that $10 million is available for competitive grant funding in the 2021 Specialty Crop Multi-State Program. Bruce Summers, administrator for the USDA's Ag Marketing Service, says by working across state lines, grant recipients can share resources and collaboratively address challenges for specific crops. Grants are awarded to state ag departments to fund multi-state projects that address food safety, plant pests and disease, research, and marketing and promotion for specialty crops. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.